The man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." The Gospel of the Lord. A couple of weeks ago, I had an opportunity to go visit our CCD children in their classrooms. And they were learning all sorts of wonderful things. One class was learning about the books of the Bible. Another class was studying about God's creation. And a third class was learning about the saints. And I must admit, I couldn't resist myself, so I gave that particular class a homework assignment to learn about the seven new saints that are being canonized today in Rome. And I told them I might even mention one of those saints in my homily today. Afterwards, as I reflected on my experience, I began to see this connection between what the children were learning in the classroom and our scripture passages today. You see, each class I visited in different ways were exploring what the human heart longs for, even at a young age, and what the rich man in our gospel so desired: eternal life. Our earthly journey to heaven, to eternal life, has a roadmap that directs us to know God through prayer and scripture, to love him and his magnificent creations, and to serve him by being generous to others, much like the saints throughout the ages and those seven new saints canonized today. In our gospel reading, I am sure the rich man was also a good man who desired to follow God's roadmap to eternal life. And he does seem to be sincere, and we have no reason to doubt that he hasn't observed the commandments from his youth. But despite his fidelity to the law and to the commandments, Jesus directs him to sell all his possessions. Why? Perhaps he was overburdened by them. Perhaps the rich man was overly dependent upon himself. and not upon God. Jesus wishes to set the rich man free from his earthly attachments. You see, for Jesus, the commandments are just the starting point for the journey to eternal life. And like the rich man, he wants us to go deeper. He wants us to leave our comfort zones and to leave behind those physical and emotional attachments that just seem to detour us from our journey towards eternal life. Over the past couple of months, I've had an opportunity to do this major renovation project in our house that's required all our furniture to be removed from the first floor and to put into storage bins out on our driveway. And as this renovation project gets completed, some of the furniture comes back into the house, some of the furniture gets sold, and some gets left curbside for disposal. And I must admit that the letting go process was very painful for me, and often done reluctantly despite the loving encouragement by my wife. Now I can kind of see the benefits of less clutter in our house. Life often seems to get in the way of our spiritual renovation projects, doesn't it? It has for me over the years. And you know, it's so easy to get caught up in depending upon ourselves rather than trusting and depending upon God. We can become attached to our possessions, our plans, our safety nets, our savings, and our investments. And it becomes so easy to convince ourselves that we're not like that rich man in the gospel. Yet, if we have food in the fridge, clothing on our back, and a roof over our heads, we are wealthier, richer than 75% of the world. So what riches is Jesus asking you and me to give up so that we could follow him more closely and inherit eternal life? Perhaps he wants us to give up a night of TV so that we can spend the time in prayer or studying scriptures. Perhaps we can be more generous to others, visiting the homebound, the sick. Or maybe he just wants us to be open to placing our trust in him and not in the things of this world. Our readings today remind me about Bishop, now Saint Oscar Romero, who said, aspire to have more. Aspire not to have more, but to be more. Romero, who would go on to be martyred while celebrating Mass, would write, beautiful is the moment in which we understand that we are no more than just an instrument of God. Most of us are not called to sell our possessions like the rich man or to be martyred like Romero. However, each of us is called to know God, to love him, and to serve him more abundantly. This requires us to place our trust in him and to throw away those material and emotional attachments that weigh us down so that we can be God's instruments of love in the world. As we come forward today to receive the gift of the Eucharist, let us aspire to become more by trusting in God and being the face of Christ for others. Will we accept Jesus' challenge today to trust him and to follow him more closely in order to inherit eternal life? You know, it may seem impossible, like it did for the rich man, or even for his disciples. But we're not alone. As Jesus reminds us in the gospel, all things are possible for God. God bless you.